Isolde's face betrayed nothing, but Caedus could tell by the disappointment in the prince's force aura that his analysts had guessed correctly about the destination of the transports that had fled Ororo Station. "You'll be free to go anywhere you wish, as long as you don't allow yourself to be captured again," Caedus continued. "It's only fair to warn you that the racer will explode at the first brush of a tractor beam." Isolde frowned, obviously trying to figure out what Caedus was doing, then abruptly said,
"This is about the nano killer, isn't it?"
Caedus was actually surprised. "Very good, Prince. I'm afraid the Moffs are rather keen on using it against Tenel Ka." Isolde glared at him with narrowed eyes, and Caedus could feel a murderous intent gathering in the Force.
"You're not as clever as you think, Jason."
Isolde spat in Caedus's eyes.
"I'd rather die than fall for your ploy."
Caedus sighed and wiped the saliva away, wondering whether there was any way to convince the prince that this wasn't a ploy. Clearly, Isolde believed Caedus was trying to trick him into inadvertently carrying the nano-killer onto the Dragon Queen, and it was certainly a reasonable assumption. The question was, could Caedus convince him of the truth? And was it worth the effort? Especially when he had so much else to do. A battle to win, his sister to deal with, Luke to kill. The answer was regrettably obvious.
"I was afraid you'd say that."
As Caedus spoke, he was grasping Isolde in the Force.
"And death is certainly an option."
Caedus made a twisting motion with his hand, snapping Isolde's head around backward. There was a loud pop that made Caedus feel a little sick to his stomach, and the prince collapsed at his feet, dead before he hit the catwalk. Caedus sighed again, then removed the comlink from his chest pocket and managed to get a scratchy channel to his aide, Orlop. "I'm afraid Prince Isolde won't be joining his crew aboard the beam racer. Tell them they'll have to depart without him."
"Are you sure they will?"
came the patchy reply.
"Their crew will be loyal."
Of course they wouldn't. Isolde had been a great man, a good leader. No decent crew in the galaxy would abandon him. "Then you'll have to blow the ship in her berth." Caedus used the Force to levitate Isolde's body, then started down the catwalk toward the infirmary and its fusion incinerator. "And void the hangar when it's done. We can't afford to take any chances with this.